This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How you been? When you get back from Cameroon? Good to see you. Pleasant surprise, mashallah. How's my man Nuruddin? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا وطيبا مباركا فيه وصلوات الله وسلامه على نبيه الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدى هدى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We come to hadith number 15 in the book of Sheikh Ali Hassan al-Halabi Abu al-Harith al-Shami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi rahmatin wasi'ah. And it's a hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking to his companions and a Bedouin came and the companions used to love it when the Bedouin would come in order to ask questions because the Bedouins would not hold back. Due to their coarse, harsh nature, they just got to the point and other people benefited as a result of their questions. Whereas some of the companions would have hayat and they would be shy and they wouldn't want to ask about certain issues connected to sensitive issues. But the Bedouin will get right to the point. So the Bedouin came and he interrupted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, when is Yawm al-Qiyamah? Intelligent question. Rasulullah continued to talk and he ignored him, which was not from his sunnah. If you ignore someone who's speaking to you, it's a sign of disrespect. It's a sign of qillat al-adab. And the Prophet was sent with adab and akhlaq. Allah mentioned in the Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ You're on a high level of akhlaq. He said about himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he has been sent to perfect good manners. He was the best person in his adab. So someone spoke to him and he ignored him. Some of the companions said, Rasulullah didn't hear the man. That's why he ignored him. That's what they thought amongst themselves. Others said he heard him, but he didn't like the question. He didn't like that question for people to ask, when is Yawm al-Qiyamah? So if someone asks him that question, sometimes it would answer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and sometimes he would say something that was hard-hitting and piercing and to the point. And he would say to the person, what have you prepared for it? Not when is it? What have you prepared for it? Are you ready for it if it came? So it's going to come and it's going to happen unexpectedly. So when it is, so they said he didn't like the question, and he continued to talk. After he finished the discussion, and this is the hadith today, he said, "Aina urahu as-sa'ilu an as-sa'a?" Where is that person who asked about the hour? Where is he at? Another one of those hadith, and I always mention this to the community. Anytime the Prophet asks a question, who is this? Where is that? What's your name, where you come from, anytime he asks a question, it means he's not hazir nazir. He's not omnipresent. He doesn't know the ilm al-ghayb. Allah doesn't ask the question, how, when, why. Allah already knows. Everybody has two angels. There are many malaika. Allah's al-basir, al-samir, al-alim. Rasulullah is not like that. So we have to kill this stuff about this aqidah that some of us have, our relatives have, and it's shirkun and kufr. Why don't people just go to the church or the synagogue or the temple or something like that and, you know, support worshiping monkeys and things? I'm not calling to that. I'm saying the pure tawheed of al-Islam, there's no room for that nonsense. Where is the one who asked me about the hour? He said, here I am, Ya Rasulullah. He told him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا وسد الأمر إذا دُعيت الأمانة فانتظر الساعة. If the amana is lost, then wait for the hour. The amana, And I think that most of us, walhamdulillah, we know this word. It's one of those important words in Al-Islam. If you're from Somalia, you're an Asian, African Muslim, you know al-yaqeen, al-tawakkul, al-nur, al-sabr, al-hijab, al-kitab, al-shams. You know those words? From the words Muslims know is al-amana. When is Yawm al-Qiyamah? He said, if the trust is lost, then wait for the sa'ah. Yawm al-Qiyamah is close, when the people lose the amana. The man say, Ya Rasulullah, and how would it be lost? The amana, how would it be lost? He said, إِذَا وُسِّدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَى غَيْرِ أَهْلِهِ. If the wrong people become responsible for things, if the leader of the Muslims is not the right person, the one who's given the khutbah is not the right person, the one who's the wali, the wakil over the girl is not the right person. Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the people are like 100 camels. You can barely find a camel that's suitable to ride. So for all of the people, competency is always an issue. There are a lot of people in the community, a lot of people from Bani Adam, but what's the worth? For every 1,000 people that have been created, 999 are in the hellfire, and only one goes to Jannah. So it's an issue of competency. And I will say this to you brothers right now, you young brothers, millennials, young sisters, you know, when it comes to picking a friend and choosing a friend, you have to take your time and really weigh up who you're taking as a bosom buddy. You know, they have in Islam, our religion, you have the Habib, the one you love. You have the Rafiq, you have the Sahib, your companion. It's someone you go with, you come with, you eat with them. But the Khalil, the bosom buddy, your homie, your right-hand man, the one you tell your secrets to. That's the amana. You give him your trust. Tell him your secrets. You let him know your inner thoughts, all that. You have to take your time in choosing people who are going to represent that position. Because Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Quran tells us that most people who we take as friends, we're going to regret their friendship Yawm al-Qiyamah. Not one ayah, two, three ayat. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Al-akhilla'u yawma'idhin ba'duhum li ba'd aduun illa al-muttaqeen. The khalils, the friends, the bosom buddies, yawm al-qiyamah, are going to be enemies to one another, except that the ones who have taqwa from amongst them. So his friends started making ghibah, he advised them, and he called them out with that. His friends supported him, took care of his amana. He encouraged him on al-birr wa-taqwa. He encouraged him on the good deeds and so forth and so on. Allah mentioned ayat, that the person will come yawm al-qiyamah and he's going to say, Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. Oh, how I wish I didn't take him as my friend. Oh, how I wish I didn't take him as my friend. Because he didn't stop me from doing things. He participated, he encouraged me, he let me go. So it's not one ayat, two ayat, they're ayat. Why would the Prophet take all that time out, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give all of those examples of the good friend and the bad friend, the good companion and the bad companion? You have to look at who you're taking as your companion. During this time, the amana is lost. People like 100 camels. You can barely find one suitable to ride, one suitable to be a good friend. Rasulullah says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to seek refuge in Allah in his dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min Khalil Makir, Ainuhu Kalbu, Ainuhu Tarani, Wa Kalbu Yarani, Ida Ra'a Minni Hasanatin Dafanaha, Wada Ra'a Minni Sayyatan Adha'aha. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from a friend who he doesn't like me. He's Makir. He's treacherous. I seek refuge in you from having a treacherous friend. Rasulullah would never have a treacherous friend. His best friend was Abu Bakr, from the awliya of Allah. And then Umar, from the awliya of Allah. And then Uthman, and the other seven people promised Jannah. He made that dua for you and me. Be careful. Be careful. His eyes look at you, and you think he's happy with you, but the hadith said his heart despises you. If something bad happens to you, he has shamata. Shamata in Arabic is rejoicing when something happens that's negative to someone. So the point here is, be careful. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. يوم القيامة, everybody is going to run away from his wife, from his brother, his mother, his father, his child, his friend. Everybody's going to be concerned about his own self, and they're going to want to give as ransom people around them. So the point here is, the social media, that's the friend who sees you, and you think he likes you, but he wants your destruction. He despises you. Those friends you guys, sisters, brothers, young people are getting on the social media, those are not your friends in this deen. Muslim has a minhaj, how to choose friends. And with the people that he knows, there's the khalil, his man, his homie. And then there's the astiqa, the friends, the people he knows. That guy who's going to be your homeboy, your ride or die guy, you better check him out. Tell him your secrets. Tell him those things that only you expect him. No, he goes and tells other people because their man is lost. So this hadith, ikhwani, the Sheikh Ali al-Halabi, rahmatullahi alayhi, tremendous. The amana. When we talk about da'wah and the du'at, giving da'wah and the callers, this is the time that the amana is lost. The amana is lost in that the person who's sitting before the people is talking nonsense. He's giving weak hadith, he's lying, he's teaching the people shirk and kufr. Instead of teaching them the religion of Islam, he's teaching shirk and kufr. And then there's a person who knows the haq, but he wants fanboys. He wants to please people, so he, you know, plays with the truth. The amana. People get before you and they tell you, Allah said this, Prophet Muhammad said that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's all weak hadith. It's not even real. It's not even real. The hadith that I told you about a few minutes ago, that the Prophet sought refuge, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the friend who... he looks as if he likes you, but his heart hates you. Some of the scholars of Islam said that hadith is weak. And some said that hadith is authentic. It's ikhtilaf. So from the amana, they call it the amana al-ilmiya, the scholastic amana, is that when I use that hadith, I come and I tell you. Some said it's authentic, some said it's not authentic. You go back and you check it and you make a decision. But we have people who come before us and they're telling us weak hadith. Khurafat for the religion. If you say ya wajid, ya wajid, ya wajid, ya wajid 1,000 times, then you'll find a wife, then you'll find your keys, then you'll find happiness. Get out of here with that stuff, man. And just teach us the religion of Al-Islam. That's the amana. So the amana, as I see here in our community, has been lost. There are institutions, not Green Lane, alhamdulillah, and inshallah, there are masajid that are responsible for collecting sadaqah from the community. It's an amana. There are people who count that money. There are masjids where maybe people, they take that money. Amana. Where's the amana? They're supposed to be taking care of charities for the needy Muslims around the world. People take that money. Wallahi, it happens. So the amana is many angles. You have a sister, younger sister, you're the eldest brother. She wants to get married. You're not helping the situation. That's an amana. Your father died. The money he left behind. The things that he said to do. All of those are amanas. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had an amana. And we have an amana when we say we follow him. Allah told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya ayyuha rasul. بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته يا رسول. Go and speak about what your Lord revealed to you. And if you don't do that, take care of that amana, you have not relayed his message. So many times the imam, he may get up and he doesn't say خطبت الحاجة إن الحمد لله. He doesn't have to say that. It's the sunnah. But you find a lot of the khutaba, the people who have khutbah, they say in the khutbah that they begin about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة. He relayed the message and he took care of the amanah. It's from that ayah. You hear the people saying that all the time, all the time. So he had an amana from Allah to get before his people, Quraysh, who would look at him like a madman. And he was by himself. And he got up and he said, La ilaha illallah. And then Allah aided him with what he needed. No one killed him. No one, you know, did away with him. What happened with him was what Allah decreed. So everybody, he has an amana. An amana of taking care of your prayer every day. The amana has been lost. Because in any given masjid, you'll find, I wouldn't say the vast majority, but there are a lot of Muslims who are in the masjid at any given time. The five prayers in that day were not made. On that day, not yesterday, not the day before, because we struggled. May Allah make it easy for us. Maybe he got four, five, but his wife, she didn't get it. Never get Fajr. The amana. Yes. So this hadith, the sheikh called it the appearance of defects. The appearance of defects in the dawah and the du'at. Sheikh Ali Al-Halabi was a person who traveled all over the globe, traveled everywhere giving dawah Allah, rahmatullah alayhi. There's defects. He saw, he knows, and he saw these ahadith, and he put them here for us, the 40 hadith. There are defects. We are Ahlul Hadith, inshallah. This masjid is the markaz of Ahlul Hadith. Ahlul Hadith, and I don't mean jam'iyyah, a group, like, I don't mean that stuff. I didn't become a Muslim to join any clique or any group. But Ahlul Hadith, what al-Imam Malik, al-Imam Ahmed, al-Imam al-Shafi'i, al-Imam Abu Hanifa was upon, as al-Imam Abu Hanifa said, إِذَا صَحَّ الْحَدِيثُ فَهُوَ مَذْهَبِي. If the hadith is authentic, then that's my madhab. That's what Imam Abu Hanifa said. So we're Ahlul Hadith. We have an amana. Everybody here, you're on the way of the Salaf. You're trying to be Ahl Sunnah. Not just kalam, but you're trying, and perfection is with Allah. You got to take care of the amana of departing that knowledge with those people who are around you. So as it relates to amana, ikhwani, the amana is important in this religion. So the sheikh brought it. From what Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran concerning the man, and there are many, many, many ayat. فَإِنْ أَمِنَ مِنْكُمْ بَعْضُ فَلْيُؤَدِّ الَّذِي تُمِنَ أَمَانَتُهُ وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ. If you people collectively give your trust to each other and you take trust, can I borrow that money? Yeah, I'll pay it back. Amana. I have a secret. Here's my news, amana. I'm about to travel. Can you look in on my family? Amana. His father died. Do this and this and this and that. Amana. You're in business with someone. It's an amana. The guy's working for you. You work, amana, amana, amana. We're here with these people and we're citizens of this country. It's an amana. You call the person who lives with the Muslims, any non-Muslim, you call him musta'min, from amana, musta'min. He's a person who the Muslims are responsible for protecting him and not harming him. These are rules and regulations. We're here. We say to anybody, every Muslim who comes here, don't break the rules and the laws, those universal rules and laws that go with our religion. Don't break any of those laws. The laws that don't go with our religion, I don't have to accept LGBT, and I don't have to agree. I don't have to take the vaccine. I took the vaccine. I don't have to take the vaccines, democracy, and so forth and so on. But as for this call, we could come here and do what we want to do? No, there's an amana responsibility we have. So Allah Azza wa Jal ordered us. When you people take and give amanas, then the one who is mu'tamin, he's the one who the trust has been left with him, Allah said, let him give that trust back and let him fear Allah. Another ayah, tremendous ayah. Allah mentioned in the Quran, Inna aratna as-sama wa anna aratna al-amanata ala as-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal. Fa bayna yahmilnaha wa shfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insanu innahu kana dhuluman jahula. Verily, Allah said, He, the royal we offered this amana, the trust, to the heavens, to the earth, and to all of these mountains. Allah said to the heavens, the earth, and the mountains, take care of the amanah. And the heavens, the earth, and mountains said no. And they became afraid of that responsibility. Allah said, Bani Adam, they took responsibility for the amanah. And Bani Adam is ignorant and oppressive. Zulum, very zulm. Zulum, zulm is the opposite of hikmah. Hikmah is putting things in a proper place. Putting things in a proper place. Allah is al-Hakim. You know who to give money to? Who to give 3 children, 5 children, no children, 2 sons, 5 boys? Who to allow to get married? Who's rich? Who's poor? Halal, haram? Allah, no. Al-Hakim. You will be Hakim, I'll be Hakim. If you know when to talk, how to talk, what to say, what not to say, when to be mad, when not to be mad, when to disengage, when to engage. That's hikmah. So the greatest form of hikmah is the tawheed of Allah, worshiping Allah properly. The worst form of vulm, vulm, the opposite of hikmah, vulm, putting things in the wrong place. So the person worships other than Allah, that's vulm. So the end of the ayah said that mankind took responsibility for the amanah, and he was oppressive. He lost it. The meaning of the amanah in this ayat is the religion, the sharia. Allah said to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, you'll be responsible for the haram and the halal, what Allah commanded and what he prohibited. You'll be responsible for that. That's from the knowledge of Allah. How did it happen? It's not your job to get into those details. Allah said in the Quran to Bani Adam, أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقٍ أَمِ السَّمَاءِ بَنَاهَا رَفْعَ سَمْكَهَا فَسَوَّاهَا. Are you people greater than the heavens and the earth that you can't believe in Allah and worship him alone, and you think you know everything, but it doesn't make sense to you, you become arrogant, and all of you have problems, everybody here, and you're going to come and say, how, why did Allah offer the amanah to the heavens and the earth? Who are you? Who are we? So the real Muslim is the one who is humbled. And this is why, ikhwani, in Sahih Muslim, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said that the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. Anyone who has one speck of arrogance won't enter into the Jannah. It's haram for anyone with one speck of arrogance. He doesn't know his position, asking questions, acting like, so what? Who are you? So Allah offered it. And they said no. And they were afraid. Bani Adam said, okay, we'll take it. And Bani Adam, that means he has to make halal, halal, haram, haram. He's in charge of a government. You know? And this is just an example. I don't want anybody to get upset. But you know Nigeria, Western Africa, Nigeria is one of the richest countries in the world in terms of resources. They have more money than the Middle East, more resources, more potential for money in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, all that. They have oil, they have copper, they have all of that stuff in Nigeria. But it is one of the most corrupt countries in the world. It's not being run properly. Most countries in Africa are like that. Most countries where we come from are like that. Corruption. You can practically kill someone and get away with it, where we come from. You can kill them and the popo know you killed them because you're going to break the judge off with some dough. So Nigeria, this is not against Nigeria. This is an example. Nigeria has become a country in America. Nigerians have more PhDs than anybody else in America. Nigerians are smart people. They have a lot to offer. But look at all the corruption. That's a sign of the amanah being lost. That the people who are living in the dirt, poor, and the rich, and the disparity between the two groups is like night and day. But people don't care. The amanah. And I don't want any Nigerian to get upset with me or anything like that. I'm not a Hush Puppy fan or anything like that. There's this guy named Hush Puppy made all this money, and then that becomes synonymous with Nigerians? Kella. We have ulama in Nigeria. We have awliya in Nigeria. We have muslimun, muslimat in Nigeria, all good people. But when things are mismanaged, big problem. The guy giving dawah and he's saying in this country, he's a kafir. Let's kill this one. Let's kill that one. Where's the amanah? What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? But let's not travel too far. Everybody here, you have children, that's in a manner. That's in a manner. And sometimes we slip up, and sometimes we're just not cognizant. As it relates to the amana, Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la takhunu Allah wa rasul, wa takhunu amanatikum antum ta'lamun, or you believe. Don't be treacherous and try to trick Allah and trick his messenger. And don't, you know, lose the amana that you all are responsible for, and you know what you're doing. When the Prophet conquered Mecca, Ikhwani, too many examples, the amana. Rasulullah conquered Mecca, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the year of the conquest, Fath Mecca. When he conquered Mecca, there was a man by the name of Uthman ibn Talha from the Kuffar of Quraysh. His family was responsible for the key of the Kaaba and was honorable. They would go and open up the door of the Kaaba. When they want to clean the Kaaba, dignitary, it was a big thing. Prophet Muhammad came to Mecca, shut everything down. It's a new program. No one makes tawaf around the Kaaba naked anymore. No kafir can make tawaf around the Kaaba anymore. Knock all of these idols down. La ilaha illallah has come. Like the ayah said, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زُهُوقًا. That's what the Prophet read. He went to Mecca. He got off his camel. He went inside of the masjid, inside of the Kaaba. He prayed two rakats in the Kaaba. Bilal was watching him. People were watching him. They saw what was there. He looked around the Kaaba. It was all kind of craziness. They had pictures and images of Ibrahim making shirk, doing divination with arrows. Rasulullah erased that stuff. Said Ibrahim didn't do this stuff. He took his stick, started knocking all of those idols down with a stick. He didn't come in with a big bazooka, AK-47, atomic bomb. The young brothers, that's what they want to do. We got to go get them. Hey, relax right now. It's not time for that. Now is the time to educate the people. Now is the time for all of us to get ourselves together. Who are you going to go and attack them with? Me and my two sons, and that's it, and Allah is with us, like David and Goliath. David and Goliath. You bringing a slingshot as well? Like the Palestinians, not making a joke? Well, I don't want us throwing rocks at tanks and guns. There's a lot of them that want that. So Rasulullah came and knocked that stuff down with a stick. And he said, tell them, read the ayah, the truth has come and falsehood has disappeared. Falsehood is ever fading away. It always fades away. When that happened, the Prophet took the key from that man, Talha. Uthman ibn Talha was a kafir. When he came out of the Kaaba, Allah revealed the ayah and Rasulullah read it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Verily Allah orders all of you to give the amana back to people who deserve it. Give them back their trust. And if you judge between the people, judge between them with justice. It is a ni'mah that Allah, what he's done for you. He's all seeing, all hearing. Prophet Muhammad gave that key back to that non-Muslim man. The non-Muslim man went, told his people, and everybody saw it. The people became Muslims. Muhammad takes care of the amana. When the Prophet left Mecca, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they knew he was an honest person, a good person. They left with him all of their money, all of their wealth. He was like, I don't want to say the bank, but he was like the treasury of the people of Mecca. Rasulullah had everybody's money, everybody's stuff. And then he had to make hijrah. He could have taken all of that stuff and bounced, rolled out, and justified it the way these jama'at justify, Hizbut Tahrir, Ikhwan Muslimin, the Takfiris. These people justify madness, robbing the bank because they stole our money. They're pillaging Muslims' land, so we robbed the bank. What are you talking about? Some people are so petty at the job where they work, the regular job, phone company, wherever. He takes toilet tissue like every day, every week. Yahi, where you taking toilet tissue? Man, they took my forefathers as slaves. They owe me money. 40 acres and a mule. Are you serious, man? 40 acres and a mule. That justification, you're stealing. Prophet Muhammad says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addil amana, ila min tamanaka. Anyone who gave you an amana, give it back to him. And don't be treacherous towards someone who's treacherous towards you. They give you your amana, give it back. And the one who doesn't give you your amana back, don't you be treacherous. So the Prophet ﷺ, he could have made hijra and taken everybody's stuff. But what would the people have said? They would have said, look at Muhammad. He ripped us off. He robbed us. So 419. Look what he did. What kind of dawah is that? Look at them. They're heavy on the infrastructure. They're lying. They're getting money. They're robbing the banks. They're stealing. This is our community. Rasulullah left Ali ibn Abi Talib. You stay behind. And it's from the virtues of Ali. You know, you have to have courage to be the only one staying behind. They be mad. Just kill you because they mad. Rasulullah left with Abu Bakr. Abu al-Hassan, Ali ibn Abi Talib, gave everybody their stuff. This is what Rasulullah, amana. So the amana in the deen of Allah is tremendous, ikhwani. Allah ta'ala praised the believers. He said in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ Surah al-Mu'minun, the believers. They are those people who take care of their amana. And they take care of their trust, amana and trust. Listen, they go together. Amana and trust, the promise. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thalatha, ayatul munafiq thalatha, idha haddatha kathab, wa idha wa'ada akhlafa, wa idha tumina khana. The ayat, the sign of a hypocrite, if he talks, he lies. It's a sign of the hypocrite. Number two, if he promises, I'll be there, I'll do it, I'll see you, I'll this, I'm going to do it, he breaks his promise. Al-wa'd. And if you leave a trust with him, he loses the trust. He doesn't take care of it. It's not important to him. SubhanAllah, they come to the neighbor and they say to the neighbor, yo, neighbor, we're getting ready to have a walima. We don't have enough chairs, forks, spoons, whatever. We need some pitchers, whatever. The neighbor look out for them, break them off, okay? They have their party. They break the chairs. They lose stuff. They say, oh, the neighbor don't really care. Nah, that's in a manner. They gave you food in the plate. Send them that plate right back. That's what happened with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One of his wives sent a plate of food to his house when he was in the house of Aisha. She opened up the door and saw the servant with the food. Aisha became jealous and knocked it out of her hand. It fell down and broke. Rasulullah came and took a plate from Aisha. Took a plate from Aisha and sent it back and said, your mother has become jealous. She became angry. And he managed it and he held it. He handled it. But you see how he replaced that plate. So we take the stuff from the neighbor, from our brother, borrow the car. Man, you borrowed the man's car. You don't have license. You don't have insurance. Come on. Come on. So the point here is, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la imana liman la amanata lahu, wa la deena liman la wa'ada lahu. He has no faith, the one who doesn't take care of the amana. He's not a mu'min. His iman. I don't care how you scream, Salafi, whatever, Ahl Sunnah, whatever. You don't take care of the amana, your wife is an amana. Everybody here, when a father married you to her, he didn't expect you to be mutshaddid like that. He didn't expect you to be rough and tough like that. He thought you were honorable. The same way you are going to take your daughter and marry her off to the next cat down the line, inshallah, you expect certain things. That's the amana. That sister who's married to the brother, the amana, don't be telling your homegirls and your sisters and your friends all the secrets and problems and the deficiencies of your husband. What's wrong with you? Why don't I just sit right here and we just start talking about the deficiencies of our women? Who does that? The Prophet told the companion, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiallahu anhu. He said, don't let one of you describe what he does with his family to someone else as if they're looking at them in the street, having relationships. There are some women who sit and they get into those details. That's an amana. That is an amana. As it relates to the amana, ikhwani, I mean, a lot can be said concerning the amana. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he used to travel, he used to say to the person who was traveling, and this is the sunnah, someone's going to travel, he would say, Astawdi Allah, deenaka, wa amanataka, wa khawateen amalik. You're about to roll out to go to Cameroon to get married, right? So the Prophet would say, I leave Allah responsible for your deen while you're traveling. And to be responsible for your amana. Your amana that you're leaving here, your wife, your kids, your money, your business. And any amana you're taking care of while you're going. And I leave and I ask Allah to be responsible for the khawatim of your affairs, the last of your affairs. Because the last thing that you do is the best thing. Everything in Islam, the ibadah will be judged based upon the last thing that you do. So the fact that he would say that dua shows its significance. It's important that he would say that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen, ikhwani, and we're done here. The Yahud, as the Prophet said, alayhi salatu salam, latattabi'unna sunana man kana qablakum shibran bi shibran wa dhara'an bi dhara'. You're going to follow the Jews and the Christians and everything that they did. Hand span by hand span, arm span by arm span. If they go into the lizard's hole, you're going into the lizard's hole. If one of them has relationships with his mother in public, you're going to do that to that degree. They made shirk, we made shirk. They went overboard in Isa, Uzair. We go overboard in Rasulullah and other people. Their women got out of control and they became feminist. That happened to us. They left the minhaj that the prophets and the messengers brought. That's happened to us. And one of the issues with Bani Israel, with the Yahud, is the issue with the amana. Their ulama lost the amana. And their umana, the people who are supposed to be trustworthy, their community, lost trust the amana. But there is one ayah I want to share with you about the amana with the Yahud. Allah mentioned about the Yahud in the Quran, وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَمَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِقِنْتَارٍ يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكِ وَمِنْهُ مَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِدِينَارٍ لَا يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكِ إِلَّا مَا دُمْتَ عَلَيْهِ قَائِمًا ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ السَّبِيلُ وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. From Ahl al-Kitab are some people who, if you left them an amana, you left them a whole treasure. Whole second floor of the masjid. I know. Part of the culture that I grew up in is that, and this is why crime doesn't pay, and we want all our shabab, our African-American brothers, I don't want to be stereotypical here, our Asian brothers, a lot of our shabab don't have anything going for them. They want to start practicing, and they were in the streets. Man, it's better for you. It's better for you to start practicing and slowly get your life together and get out of those streets because crime doesn't pay. I never, ever, ever, ever heard of, never saw, never met someone who was in the streets making a lot of money, and then they got locked up. And after get locked up, they say, here, take care of my money, you, until I get out, except those people stole the money. That's how it is. That's what happened with Hush Puppy. That's how Hush Puppy got jammed up because he made all of these hundreds of millions of pounds. He got this money, and one of the guys went to jail. He said, I'm not giving you the money. And then the people got him in trouble. Greed, the amana. Not that that's amana there. But the point here is, big problem. Don't be in the streets at all. The ayah said, from Ahl al-Kitab, of those people, if you left them a whole treasure upstairs, all gold, precious metals, diamonds, platinum. If you left that with them as an amana, when you come for it, Ahlul Kitab, Jew, Christian, will give it all back to you. And from them as well is the person, if you left them with one dinar, he won't give it back to you unless you stood over him and you demanded it. And that's because they say, the Yahud, we don't have to do right by you, unlettered people. And I saw that from the Muslims in the African-American community, Arabs, Pakistanis, and stuff like that, Asians. They would come to our community in America with all the drama that we have. We need Islam and Tawheed and all of that. And instead of giving us dawah, they will open up liquor stores. They will open up stores selling liquor. They was open up stores selling pork and all of that, selling us all of the things that kill us. And then they say, I remember I became a Muslim. I would go to them and say, these are my people. They're not your people. These are my people. I'm a Muslim, but these African-American, my people. You're killing them. The people would say, they're not Muslims. We don't have responsibility. That's what the Yahoo said. The Yahoo say, if the pork, if the pig or something dies, you can't give it to your brother, but you can give it to the Gentile. That's in the Bible right now. You can sell it, give it to the Gentile. That's not our religion. Prophet Muhammad said, as I mentioned earlier, give the amanah back and don't be treacherous to the one treacherous towards you. Ayat of the Quran. Ayat. That we have to be fair, we have to be just. So in concluding, ikhwati fillahi, I want to say to our brothers who are on the sunnah to get focused. We dropped the ball with this thing that has happened with our dawah, taking and embracing the fights of other people, of other lands and all of this stuff. I don't want to go too far into that, but the amana, let's get back on the sirat, inshallah, azwajal, and take care of our responsibility of delivering this message in a way that people can comprehend, inshallah, azwajal. Verily, if people take this religion the correct way, Allah's help is there. Okay, brothers, you guys have any questions? 2 minutes, inshallah. Allah answer any questions. That can end up in shape. Do you guys have any questions? Can end up in shape. Okay, then. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik wa an'am ala nabiyyina wa habibina وخليله سبحانه وتعالى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. What time is the adhan? 10:20. How are you, my brother? You okay? Where have you been? Did you go back to Africa? Been here all